The 2017 season for the Illinois Shakespeare Festival marks their 40th anniversary. And in order to celebrate the occasion, the season will be filled with magic. That's according to Kevin Rich, the festival's artistic director. The three plays running in rotation this year include A Midsummer Night's Dream, Cymbeline, and a hip-hop version of Romeo and Juliet called I Heart Juliet. Kevin Rich says a key element to making a Shakespeare festival last 40 seasons isn't on stage, it's in the audience. In fact, it is the audience.
One of my favorite things about this festival is how unbelievably supportive our audience has been over the years. I can't tell you how many people every year, every summer, who come up to me and say, "This, I've been here, I've seen every show at this festival, or almost every show. You know, I've been here for 20 years or 30 years. And so it's a community effort, and it's clear to me that the community loves this festival.
What sort of changes have been wrought at this Shakespeare Festival over the years? I mean, is it really reflecting what's going on in the theater world at large?
I think so. My understanding is, I mean, I think there are some things that have never changed. My understanding is that Cal Prittner was really interested in producing Shakespeare in a way that was accessible to the community here, was not opposed to 2.5-hour cuttings because, of course, it's hot in the summertime. And, you know, and so... So there are some things that I think that we do that are very much in line with Cal Prittner's original intentions. 25 years in, we stopped doing three Shakespeares and we went to two. I think for one reason, people were feeling like we were cycling through the canon awfully quickly. So, you know, for the past 15 years, we've produced a non-Shakespeare show in that third slot. So there have been some changes. In 2008, we added the Theater for Young Audiences show. In 2013, we started inviting the Improvised Shakespeare Company to join us. So they'll be coming back for the fifth year this summer. So there have been changes, but they've been mostly additive. It seems to me that the festival just continues to grow.
Do you have any other special things going on specifically for the 40th anniversary this coming summer? Or can you not reveal those yet?
Well, we're certainly working on some pretty exciting things that I'm not ready to reveal quite yet. But we're listening to our audiences who say that they want more programming before the show, the pre-show programming. The live music was really well received. So we're hoping, you know, in recent years, we've brought some really musically gifted actors here who then perform in the courtyard. We've gotten great feedback about that. We'd like to continue it. The Theater for Young Audiences show in particular has been so successful in reaching a new audience. And those, I mean, it used to be, you know, maybe 100, you know, like audiences of around 100 in the lawn for the show that we perform for free on Wednesday and Saturday mornings. And that has grown. We now see regularly between 200 and 300 there every Wednesday and Saturday morning. And we were able to drive that audience to Peter and the Starcatcher last year. So we're really hoping for our Midsummer Night's Dream this year to be that especially family-friendly option and to create some programming before that show. We're hoping to actually produce a second Theater for Young Audiences show that will happen at around 6 o'clock on the lawn so that people can come early and picnic and just really, really make a celebration out of the fact that this is our 40th anniversary.
I think it should be really exciting that one day you're going to have a student show up to audition for the Shakespeare Festival who said, "You know what? I sat on that lawn when I was a kid. I saw those performances and I said, I want to be up there someday."
You know, it's amazing that you say this because I've been in a day of auditions all day long today. So all morning I was seeing students audition and it's almost that story. But a student came in who was in the Young Company, in St. Louis Shakespeare's Young Company performance of Midsummer Night's Dream last year. And I knew a boy in that show who came here and got his start watching the TYA shows. And I got a letter from him that said, "I was so inspired that now I want to be an actor." And so he's been in those shows. And so I brought him up to this actor and she said, "I know him, he is amazing." And so it's that kind of thing where it's really exciting to know that this is a place where people start a conversation with Shakespeare that just keeps on going.
Well, let's look to the future. And you're, as you said, you're doing A Midsummer Night's Dream. Mm-hmm. And you love bringing in these musical actors. In fact, you have a very musical puck
for
A Midsummer Night's Dream.
Yes.
Tell me about this.
Robert Quinlan, who's not our musical puck. He's the director of the show.
I was going to say.
And I know that Midsummer Night's Dream is his favorite Shakespeare. And he is, an extraordinary Shakespearean director. He's been here, this will be his third time in 5 years. He goes back and forth between us and Arkansas Shakespeare Company, where he is an associate artist. And he directed Midsummer Night's Dream. He started with this musical adaptation with the actor who plays Puck. And you know this actor.
Do I?
His name is Jordan Cofftrey. He played Mortimer Mortimer in Failure, a Love Story.
Yes.
In 2013. He's an incredibly gifted musician and singer. So they started this project there, and now he's continuing it here. It's a great opportunity to give a director a chance to remount a show and continue it. So it's not the same show that he did at Arkansas. It'll be a mostly different cast, but that soundscape will be the same, and he'll get to continue to develop it. He learned a lot from the first time he did it, and so we get to see the next version of this really imaginative and fun Midsummer.
You're also doing Cymbeline, but you're doing a special edition Cymbeline. It's a six-person adaptation. Why are you doing that?
For a number of reasons. We really wanted to celebrate the 40th anniversary as a magical season, and so Midsummer and Cymbeline are two of his most magical plays. A lot of the lay plays, Cymbeline is one of the last ones he wrote, and those lay plays I'm so interested in, because when you think about them, when you put the plays in chronological order and you think about this playwright who's been developing and evolving throughout his career, those last plays, he's really experimenting with form. It's hard to call them comedies, tragedies, or histories. They're called romances, for want of a better word, or late plays. He's experimenting with form. He's sort of returning to this place of, like, there's a fairy tale quality to these plays. The plots can be very complicated. You know, he's like pulling out all his tricks in really interesting ways. It's one of my favorite plays, and it is a play that a lot of companies tackle with a smaller cast. I think you can really emphasize the sort of theatrical magic of the play when you have actors, you know, doubling and tripling roles. And this particular adaptation was created by Chris Coleman, the artistic director of Portland Center Stage. He created a six-person version where one of them is sort of a piano-playing narrator, which really helps with the plot. It really helps sort of streamline.
That has a Greek chorus quality to it.
It does, and a storybook quality, and I think the play lends itself to that already. So you see the narrator come out at the beginning with a big dusty book and open it up and start the piano, and then it's six actors and a trunk of costumes. You know, that story theater approach is the first director I thought of was Andy Park,
who Park is coming back.
Yes.
Yay.
Who directed Failure, a Love Story, and Peter and the Starcatcher last year. I've been eager to find the right Shakespeare play for him, and I think this is just the right match.
You're also bringing back something that you did a couple of years ago when you brought the Q Brothers in for Q Gents, but now we have I Heart Juliet.
That's right.
A world premiere?
It is.
Oh, wow, this is exciting.
I mean, it's a commission. You know, I think
you commissioned them to do a hip-hop version
of Romeo and Juliet. It's more of a commission. The world premiere thing is a thing that they hold on to.
Sure.
And we'll probably wait till they get it to a larger market, but we get a first look at it in the same way that we got a first look at Q Gents.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thrilled to be able to bring them back. It was my dream when I first started here. I had this sort of dream to help be a part of creating new work that was in some way Shakespearean. A goal I made for myself was, wouldn't it be wonderful if by my fifth season, and this will be my fifth season in this role, we could commission a play. You know, it was a bigger risk to bring the Q Brothers here, I think, in 2015, because nobody had heard of them.
Now that Hamilton is such a huge hit, you'd think more people would be, like, really hep to that.
Yes, and I think that's right. At the time, you know, in 2015, I had some people say, well, I'm not sure about this hip-hop Shakespeare thing, but I'll give it a shot. But they were such a big hit that now all I've heard in the past 2 years is, when are you going to bring those guys back? Yeah, so it's really exciting to know that we have the audience here and we have the support to be able to produce this play. It's a 10-person, you know, Romeo and Juliet, and
it's
Q Brothers Collective.
Yes. I like that.
Well, Q Brothers Collective, because there are two other guys in their collective. So the two of them wrote Q Gents, but all four of them have been working on I Heart Juliet.
Yes. And we have 10 actors who are going to be doing it. But will the Q Brothers be joining them? They won't be able to do that this year?
No, they're awfully famous by this point. They are actually out in New York right now doing an open run of Othello the Remix, which is being produced off-Broadway by John Leguizamo, and it is a huge hit. and I don't foresee it closing anytime soon. So they won't be able to be in it, but we're probably going to be able to steal one or two of them away to come and be the playwright in residence to sort of just teach the actors their form. And they have a whole group of actors who have understudied them and have played parts in some of their other plays.
So these are guys who are already well familiar with the Cue Brothers and their work.
Right. Some of them are auditioning, but we've also found that a lot of our Shakespearean actors take really well to this form.
That's Kevin Rich, Artistic Director of the Illinois Shakespeare Festival. The season kicks off June 30th. Tickets for the 40th anniversary season are currently available at the ISF box office. I'm Laura Kennedy.